Rhonda Graff is back with us. How you doing, Rhonda?
I'm wonderful, Rich. Thank you.
We brought a friend that you know well from the Nebraska Community Foundation, don't we?
Yes, we have Carrie Malik Madani in with us, and she is head of communications for the Nebraska Community Foundation. So we've got a lot of people coming into town. It's good. It's fun.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, it's so good to be in McCook. We have been looking forward to this day for years, actually.
Literally years.
We planned to come here in 2020, and obviously the pandemic had other plans, but we are super excited to be here in 2021.
Rhonda, we've talked about this a number of times over the past couple of weeks, just for folks that are listening, maybe catching this for the first time. What's going to be happening tomorrow?
So Nebraska Community Foundation oversees a lot of affiliated funds like the McCook Community Foundation Fund, and they hold an annual training and banquet every year, and they just kind of rotate around the state. So in 2016 was the last time that NCF was here, and like Carrie said, they were supposed to be here last year, and thankfully, they held it out for a year, and they are now we're having the training and banquet here. So it's a big day tomorrow. We have hundreds of people from across the state that are with affiliated funds, just want to learn about nonprofits, about youth, about leadership, a lot of different topics and stuff. But they will be here in McCook all day tomorrow for training. So
you came in last night, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yes. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts to this. We're in many locations throughout the community tomorrow. So, I mean, starting early in the morning at the Graff Event Center, and then we're all over the place. We're all over the college campus. We're going to be at the Methodist Church, at the Fox Theater, at the Keystone. I mean, all over the place tomorrow with these trainings, and we're super excited. Rhonda's absolutely right. It's, you know, hundreds of ambitious Nebraskans who care a lot about their communities all coming together for some really awesome peer learning.
How do folks get involved with this?
I'm going to let Carrie take that one on the registration.
Well, the registration actually closed for the training portion, but we would love to have people celebrate with us. And that's going to be in the evening. We're doing a night on the bricks, which is going to be kind of a progressive style dinner. Multiple downtown locations, and really the volunteers here in McCook have been so busy and so instrumental to making that awesome event.
So I have to leap on there. If anybody wants, and we've been kind of talking about this, I would love for people to register. I think the registration is still open online, is it not?
It is. Yeah. Yep. You can go to NEBCOMMFOUND, that's nebcomfound.org/celebrate. And there's a button there that says register for Night on the Bricks.
Just to kind of help with numbers, and we want to have name tags and stuff, because just so we can be a little bit prepared and stuff like that. So the reason this happened, you know, we planned this Night on the Bricks, no knock against York, but we were down there 2 years ago and had a great time at the celebration and training down there. But we were, and it's always great, but we were in one location and I didn't know I was in York. I mean, they have a great facility down there for conventions and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, if we're coming to McCook, I want people to know they were in McCook. We have a lot of great, businesses and locations, and I wanted to celebrate our community. And so NCF has been great about having these sessions and about doing this this night. We want people to get out and about and really see and experience Southwest Nebraska. So it's been really fun. And I have to do a shout out to the businesses. I don't know if people have been downtown, but we asked everybody we didn't mean to skip Thanksgiving, but we just love Christmas lights. The businesses downtown have been awesome. If anybody hasn't driven down Norris Avenue, the businesses downtown have been great about getting Christmas lights up and stuff. It just looks beautiful down there. So we just need some snow, but not in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Hold off on that just a little bit. Just a little skipped. A little skip to snow.
We don't need that, but it does. I have to do a shout out to all these businesses. They've gone to... Yeah. They have just gone gungbusters down there. So it's neat to see. So
yeah, they were even working on them last night I was driving back late to my hotel. There were people stringing lights. So.
Yeah, it's been neat to see. So yeah, just so if you see people out, we're going to have a lot of people in town, you know, the next couple of days. So everybody's always, you know, so welcoming. So just, you know, and the businesses have been great. I know a couple of them are doing specials for the people downtown shopping. And we just want to, you know, open our arms and welcome these people into McCook. And there's a lot going on. I know, you know, the Nutcracker is going on at the Fox, or the Farm Ranch, you know, and Hemp Expo is this weekend and stuff. So it's, and all the hunters, it's a happening place.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. A month and over, you've had something going on every single week.
Every Thursday we've had something. So it's coming, you know, and then Thanksgiving. So it's been fun, you know, to say that there's nothing going on, you know, and then we've got the turkey trot on Saturday. So You know, there's always something.
Got to ask who's going to dress up in the turkey this year.
I don't know yet. We'll break the turkey.
Who drew the bad straw on this one this year?
I'm assuming there's a Graf kid that will be, yes.
Always is.
Will be voluntold.
There you go. There you go. How long have you been with the Nebraska Community Foundation?
5 years in February.
Okay.
And it's just such a fun job. I mean, you get to help people make their dreams come true, help their community's dreams come true. It's such a fun place to work.
Got
to
ask you, because you had an article, an email that came out yesterday on the transfer of wealth study reveals massive opportunity in Nebraska. Could you kind of elaborate on that?
Oh, I would love to. this is something that we do every 10 years. We do it in conjunction with the census. So this is the third study of its kind. I'm proud to say Nebraska Community Foundation is really a pioneer in the transfer of wealth space. So this happens every generation, you know, when older folks pass away and pass money on to their heirs. But if those heirs no longer live in greater Nebraska communities, then that money leaves as well. And that's something that we're working really hard to make sure that some of that money remains in greater Nebraska communities, that it's endowed, and that it continues to give back forever. So the Transfer of Wealth Study, we launched a brand new campaign called 5 to Thrive. The idea is leave 5% of your assets to your hometown, and all of our hometowns will thrive. So I invite everyone listening to go to 5tothrivene.org. There's a super cool interactive map. You can learn about the transfer of wealth in Redwilla County or wherever you call home. You can learn about how you can give back to your community and read lots of awesome hometown success stories from across greater Nebraska.
I know you have McCook, enlisted Imperial, Ogallala, some western towns involved with a lot of this, huh?
Absolutely. There's a lot happening in those communities, a lot of really good work. So they're easy ones to write stories about.
All right.